I am your host, Frank Array. I'm here with my co-host, Janice Jackson. Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy New Year's.
Same to you. And it is the new year. And that's what we want to talk about here on the podcast today. We're still, Janice, coming out of the holidays. It's January 2024 that we're filming this. And we know going into the holidays, Janice, the winter holidays especially, things tend to slow down a little bit no matter what. This 2023, of course, we had a little bit of, you know, a rate bump toward the end of the year there and whatnot, further slowing things down a little bit. But now all of a sudden rates have become pretty reasonable and are projected to get even better. You know,
in an election year.
Exactly. And then, so, you know, what's your message to buyers right now? Like, you know, should, if they've been kind of sitting on the fence, but now they're seeing rates come, should they wait longer for rates? Yeah. Or what are your thoughts? Let us know if you're a buyer.
I actually seen a meme this morning and I wish I could have projected it on. And the woman screaming and she has her phone and she's got people in front of her and everything else. And she's saying, this is your realtor screaming, it is time to buy a house. And the reason being is because, in my opinion, if someone's like, oh, the rates are too high, that's all right. Get the seller to do a 2-1 buy down.
Yeah.
Get something to hold on, because which basically could cost you nothing. Get some closing costs, because the idea of waiting another 6 months, I think you're going to see the rates are lower. And that complaint that we all had with all those buyers that are still on the fence, I'm paying 10, I'm paying 20,000 over, is going to be happening.
It's going to happen again.
Absolutely. I see no indication of prices going down. I see rates going down. When I see rates going down, I see buyers flooding the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once again, the buyer could be finding him or herself in that situation where it's like, God darn it, I can't get an offer accepted again. And I can't get closing costs and I can't get anything like that, because now it's become too competitive with too many buyers. And that's all because of waiting for what, let's be honest, waiting for what may or may not happen, right? We know the prognostication is that we should see rates steadily get improved through the 2024. But I tell you what, even right now, they're pretty reasonable in January of 2024, pretty affordable. It might be a lot smarter to go ahead and get in if you can. And then just, you know, if you can, 6 months down the road, go ahead and pull the trigger on a refinance, but get in now while you can. Are you still seeing credits being offered by sellers in January of 2024?
Yes. Yes. In fact, we have a couple up on the board right now, but we're even still, we have extra commissions being paid. So there's a lot of advantages that are still happening right now.
Yeah. About what time of the year, like it's January, when do things typically start to turn around and go the other direction? Is it like February, March?
Yeah, I always say the season's officially from March 1st to October 31st. And that's because people are getting their taxes, they're getting that refi, the tax investor is saying to them, hey, you know, you got to do something, you're paying too much taxes, buy a house, you know, do this or do that. And so I do see people that come out. There's a lot of incentives. Even if someone doesn't have a down payment, there are grants that can be, yep, you know, maybe you can just speak a little on that, because there are ways to get in to a house with hardly no money down, stop paying rent, own a home.
That's right. Future. Yeah. In fact, there's a grant program. We've talked about it before, I think, on this program, specifically for FHA, where the down payment is literally just given to the buyer. And then as soon as the loan is closed, the transaction is closed, it disappears. It's gone. Which opens up that buyer to do a streamline, FHA streamline refinance, you know, about 6 months down the road, do a streamline. It's just a little bit of paperwork. There's no qualifying, literally no qualifying, no appraisals, any of that stuff. A little paperwork, you get it done. So yeah, I agree with you. I think if you're a buyer right now and you're kind of just thinking, you know, maybe honestly, Janice, some people, you know, the rates were too high. They just couldn't qualify, but now maybe they're okay.
I agree. The price is going up, the rates going up. If someone wanted to sit back a little bit, fantastic, do that. You know, I always say if your head, your heart, and your gut all matches, then you do it. If it doesn't, if something's pulling at you, but if nothing else, try to weigh, you know, call Frank and see what the difference between your money that you're throwing in rent versus owning your home and also being able to use a tax break, because that's really the only thing, that and medical, that there's only a few things right. You can write off for. See what the benefit would be, because, you know, educate yourself. You'd be surprised when someone complains at me and says, oh my gosh, my landlord's moving my rent to $3,000. I'm like, wow, do you know you could own your own home for $3,000 a month?
Yeah, possibly. Is inventory still a little sketch, a little low for us, or how are you feeling about inventory?
I think it's growing a little bit, not a lot. We're still, you know, but also there's not a gazillion buyers out there. So there's kind of an equal, you're not putting an offer in and saying, oh, we've got, you know, 15 other offers.
Right.
So you're really actually right now, you're being very, it's very beneficial.
Okay, good. Well, good enough. Janice, you're serving, obviously you can refer people anywhere around the country, no matter where they're buying, but where you put your tent stakes is in Vacaville, Solano County, that immediate area, right? What's the best number for someone to reach you if they want to talk to you and get started?
707-372-2188.
Okay, so just to be sure, if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, need to write that down when you're driving. Please don't crash. But try to remember it. It's 707-372-2188. That's 707-372-2188. I would say start with Janice, have a chat with her. If it looks like maybe you want to do something, she'll put you in contact with me and my team, and we can help you on the other side, the financing side. But great. That would be the number to call, Janice Jackson, for all of your home buying or selling needs.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Frank. It was wonderful to speak with you.
You too, as always. And we'll be back again here shortly. We'll do it all over again. So catch up with you later, Janice. Have a good one.
See you soon.
Okay, for the rest of you, we'll catch you guys here again next time on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California, Vacaville. We'll catch up with you all later. See you. Bye-bye.